the keeper somewhat. I think they did both had some great saves. Their keeper with whose shot was it? Aldair's shot. That should have been in. That should have been a goal. And so real nice there. And ours, obviously, Adrian came up with some big ones too. Both teams had opportunities they created, and that was nice to see. You know, the movement of the ball. We both like our midfield and the movement of our midfield, and you can see why.
Yep. Talk about some of the people that you're really happy with their play for you guys.
You know, Hanaro is just number 77 on the outside. Hanaro is just so dynamic, and if you know, he puts so much pressure on the ball that he helps to win balls, and then it's like glue on his feet. You know, he can move through three or four guys, lose the ball, and get it right back in a second, and then take a shot on goal. He was real explosive up front. Chris did a nice job up front, explosively. Both of our center mids, Aldair Vega and Richie Perrette, just great movement. Richie does such a great job defending in the middle.
This is the first time around, a wild back and forth. They win by a goal with late drama. Yeah, I anticipate we're going to see a different type of match today.
You know, we knew it was going to be a tough match, a tough-as-nails match in terms of the ferocity of it, I guess. If you look at the end here, this little bit that happened at the end, that's two teams that, you know, they knew we had something coming back in terms of looking for a little bit of a revenge from the last match. And so we got what we expected. Figured to be.
Did you feel good though about the way, especially as the trend started going through the second half? You had a lot of really good opportunities.
And that's it. We started. It felt like we started the first half kind of flat, and it wasn't until the second half probably even 5-10 minutes into the second half, where all of a sudden we started putting some balls together, connecting some things, and creating some real opportunities. The first half, I don't know that we had anything really dangerous. The second half, there were multiple dangerous opportunities, and so that felt real good.
Now you get another conference team.
Naperville North,
But I feel again, your guys are playing. They're playing how they need to play at this time of the year for the matches that they're going up against.
Absolutely, and you know, and talking to Jim before, you know, at this last game, he said, you know, I'm always nervous going any. It doesn't matter any postseason game. Anything can happen at any given point, and truly, you can come in with a 13-1 record or 18-1 record, and it doesn't matter. It's that night, and if we can have a night like we did our second half tonight against them, I think we've got a shot at it.
Okay.